Hello, welcome
Blog
to the Heavenly
Talk
Father's
Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we are considered sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, who cater to the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of Native Americans, African Americans, and Latino Americans. And we want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us today. And we have another exciting show. Before we go into our show, I would like to mention a few ministries that we have that my brothers do. Now, you can find all of our ministries at 12tribesisraelites.com. 12tribesisraelites.com. And I'm going to spell it out for you. It's all lowercase letters. And that's lowercase T-W-E-L-E-V-E-T-R-I-B-E-S, Israelites, I-S-R-A-E-L-I-T-E-S.com. 12tribesisraelites.com. And that's where you can find my brother Yaquab's video that he does, my brother Adair videos that he does, all the books that my brother write, which is some fabulous books and fabulous videos he does. So you can find all of these things. Also, I like to mention, we also have a food pantry named after my mother. You can find at 12tribesisraelite.com, and that's the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. And if you leave your name in the description box and your number, we will get back to you. So, being though all that said, you know, I would like to go into our video today. We want to thank first the Divine Heavenly Father and Messiah and the Eternal Virgin Mother of Light for giving us this wonderful opportunity again to look for light, brethren, because that's our job, to look for light, brethren, and also to cater to our nation. But our main purpose is to look for our light, brethren. So I want to just thank again the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, our Virgin Mother of Light, and Metatron for giving us this perfect, wonderful, beautiful opportunity. Now, the name of the subject today is Light Brethren, Stay Encouraged. Light Brothers, Stay Encouraged. And the reason that I made this title today, because see, what people don't know, light brethren, we under a lot of attack.
It doesn't play. You said it doesn't play.
Okay. So we under light brethren is under a lot of attack by the archons today. You know, and it's easy for them to not encourage us. I mean, it's easy for us, you know, to be, you know, downtrodden, because of the things that's occurring today. You know, we have a lot of opposition. But in this today's program, you're going to see whereas though we are going to make it through all these different problems and situations that we go through. Now, I want to read you something from Ephesians 6:12-13. Now, listen what it says at Ephesians 6:12-13. For we wrestle not against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all to stand. You see, even the scriptures let you know that we are up against wicked spirits, which is the archons, in high places. But it also gives us something encouraging to do. It tells us to take up the stand, put on the whole armor of the Divine Heavenly Father, so that we can be able to withstand all the things that the archons may try to do against us. So, you know, this is part of, you know, it's a process that we go through as light. So as we're going through this process, like brothers, we want you to stay encouraged, not to, you know, fall astray or to be downtrodden and, you know, and it mess your mental capability up, you see, because that's the archives job. That's what they're going to do. Even today, we had some problems, you know, getting our blog talk radio show today. But it didn't stop us because we know that this is what the archives do. So don't let nothing distract you for doing, being about our Father's business. So again, I'm going to read another scripture from 2 Timothy. Now listen to this. At 2 Timothy 4, 7 to 8. Now listen to what Apostle Paul said. Now Apostle Paul, he went through it. We all go through. All like brothers will go through opposition. Now listen to what Apostle Paul said. At 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. It says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteousness judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Okay. What was Apostle Paul talking about? Apostle Paul was talking about he fought the fine fight, but he also knew that he was going to get a crown of righteousness at the end of this fight. You see what I'm saying? He knew that Messiah was going to help him and was going to reward him with rewards that we can't even explain. You see, we can tell you, but it's unexplainable in words, but he knew this. You see what I'm saying? So that's why Apostle Paul said, and not to me only, but unto all them also, the love is appearing. So he was speaking to light brothers, not being, you know, singular just for him. He was being plural for all light brothers. They're going to fight this fine fight. And that's why my title is Light brothers, stay encouraged, because we are at the end of this reality and we all can see it. A blind man can see we at the end of this reality, you know. So, and the archives, remember, they're going to do everything they can to stop you from ministering, to try to stop you for doing and being about our Father's business. But we know Messiah put a seed in us that nothing can stop us. Nothing. With the help of Messiah, Divine Heavenly Father, we are going to fight this fine fight, like Apostle Paul said, and we're going to win. We're going to win. So, like brothers, stay encouraged. So, brother, also, I want to read you another scripture. I want to read you one more scripture, and that's coming from James 1:12. Now, listen to this, James 1:12, and that read, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Do you see what it said, what James was saying? He's going to receive, he said, blessed is the man that endures. Blessed is the light brother that endures this persecution that we receive from the archons. Because when he tried, he said he received the crown of life. You see, the crown of life. I can tell you what that is, but the overstanding is so magnificent that it's beyond your imagination. But this is why he says, stay encouraged, because at the end, all light brothers, it said, I promised to them the love of him, promising Messiah can't lie to us. He cannot lie. He's promising us something. When Messiah promised something, you best believe it's done. We will receive the crown of life and be repaid for all that we endured and went through in this reality, brother.
And he right. And he is exactly right. So with that precept he just read with James, I'm going to piggyback on it. He read it through the eyes of the commoners.
Right.
So I'm going to read it to you from the eyes. Now, he gave you a little bit of light for us, the archon, but I'm going to give it to you the eyes of light. Brother. Those who are born from within the nation, and the nation knew them not. Now, when he said those who endured, that's talking about our great stumbling block. But like he said the archons, which is Yaldabaoth, the first prime parent that Sophia created. That is our stumbling block. That's what we have to endure. Everything that we endure is from the archons, and they make it manifest through all these wicked things that they use in these physical bodies and these trials and tribulations we go through in this physical reality, in this physical body. Those are all the things we must endure through. Now, when he said we shall receive the crown is the Shekinah. Now, I'm going to show you an aspect of how that is the crown. Now, when you look at the aurora that's around your head or your body, what is that called? Called the crown, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Look at
crown
that. That's yeah. called the crown of light.
Right.
That's why the Bible said, don't let nobody steal your crown. That's the crown it's talking about. In the used symbology in the physical world, when the king ruled, that's why he called us kings and princes. When the king ruled, what did he put on his head?
A crown.
A crown, symbology of the Shekinah. See, when you were king, the thing that make you a wise king and an eternal king is your crown. You know what I'm saying? The crown you put on your head make you royalty, make you feel like you're a wise king. That is the Shekinah. That is your glory, your crown that James is talking about. When you put on that glory, that crown, you are a true king and a prince in royalty of life. And you got the scepter in your hand, which is the authority, the law, and the peace bringer. That's why I say in the Bible that the lawgiver, which is the Shekinah, shall not lead from between the feet of Judah. You know what I'm saying? So that's that crown that is talking about one aspect of it, because it's like you said, it's much more to it than just one aspect. So I release the mic.
Right, brother. That was very well said. You see, you know, that's why I say, you know, it's more to just the crown of life. That's looking at it in a singular aspect, but there's many parts of the light that we can get into that it'll be another whole subject. You see, so I try to keep it simple so that, you know, we're lacking on time because the time goes so fast. But my brother gave you a great analogy of what I was saying on both sides of the spectrum. Like, he gave it to you in light, I gave it to you in layman terms, and with a little light sprinkled in there, you see. So that's what makes the light so wonderful. Now, I want to read you another scripture, light brother. You know, now, this scripture is coming from Matthew 5, 10 to 12. Now, listen what Messiah says. Now, listen to this. Matthew 5, 10 to 12. Messiah said this, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. You see, Messiah knew we was going to be persecuted. He knew that these things was going to happen to us. But what did he say? Blessed are you. Blessed are you. You see, because he knows that when you're doing that, when he's saying these things about you, you're doing the will of your Father who are in heaven, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, we're doing his will and his bidding. That's why you will come up against this persecution and these different things. And I'm speaking specifically to light brethren right now. Like in our nation, you can say in our nation. But light brethren, you know, that's why I say stay encouraged. Because look, even in our persecution, Messiah is telling you that's the encouragement. blessed are you. Mm-hmm. Messiah telling you, blessed are you. Mm-hmm. You see, that's our encouragement. Mm-hmm. That's our king. Mm-hmm. That's who keeps us on the narrow and straight and continue to keep like brothers striding one foot in front of another, neither going left or right or back, only going forward, you see? That's what I mean by that, brother. Now, I'm gonna read you something, too, out of the Nag Hammadi. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is very deep. Out of the Nag Hammadi, it's from the Book of Comments, page 244 and 245. Page 244 from the Nag Hammadi. Let me get that real quick. It's coming from the Book of Thomas. 244. Bear with me. Okay, 244. Okay, now listen to this. 244, the Book of Thomas. It's called Blessed Are You. Mm-hmm. It says, blessed are you who overstand beforehand the temptations and flee from the things that are alien. Okay? I'm going to read that again. Blessed are you who overstand and beforehand the temptation that flee from things that are alien. Blessed are you who are mocked and are not respected because of the love of your master, his master has for you. Blessed are you who weep and are oppressed by those who have no hope, for you will be released from all bondage. Watch and pray that you may not remain in the flesh, but that you may leave the bondage of the bitterness of this life. And when you pray, you will find rest, for you have left pain and reproach behind. When you leave the pain and the passion of the body, you will receive rest from the good one. Yes, you will. You will reign with the kings. You united with him. Be with you from now on and forever. Amen. Now, did you hear what Messiah said? This is incredible. Mm-hmm. Giving us so much encouragement. Blessing us to not to worry about the things that we experience. So he's telling us also, forget this fleshly body. Light brother is going to leave this fleshly body. We're going to leave this fleshly body. We're going to ascend into the upper eons and become what we really are. You know, the brother gave you a great description of this circle of light. You see, circle of light. We're going to go into what is the marriage table. Being one with our female counselor, you know, this is incredible. You know, the encouragement that Messiah said, he tells us to leave this bondage of the body, to leave it behind. Don't even think about it, because where are we going? We're going back home, but we're going into greater promises and greater place than where we are now, you see. So that's why I wanted to read it. And he also tell you, yours is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, you see. So I want to, you know, keep, like, that's why I said, light brother, stay encouraged, because Messiah is giving us things that is very encouraging, you see, especially now. We almost there now.
Let me add something to what my brother's saying. Now, that right there is a very powerful verse. You know what I'm saying? See, Yahweh told it to me, Father, why are you always protecting your children? You know what I'm saying? Let me get a hold of them, and I bet you they won't be good as you think they are. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what we're saying. You know what I'm saying? So the turn around and Father said, okay. But see, just like you told Job, I know what my children are going to do. So basically, this was the great test or the great fall. or the great rent, you know what I'm saying, that the veil was torn half, you know what I'm saying, and we fell into these bodies, you know what I'm saying. So basically what it was saying, we weren't connected to the Father no more. So the Father said, you know what, I'm going to allow my children to be divorced from me, you know what I'm saying, and they still going to endure until the end. That's why Yahweh the Bible say, I cannot let them connect me to the Father, because I can do nothing with them when they connect to the Father. So I'll make sure that they stay in these bodies, and I can beat the mess out of them and do what I want to them, and they don't really ain't going to know what's going on. But the Shekinah said, the sad thing about it is, he don't know. We working through him and through them, because he have no understanding what we can do from the upper eon. You know what I'm saying? Because he have no, he's an ignorant God. So the point when he said, watch and pray that you may not remain in the flesh. See, only in the flesh can we be controlled, oppressed, afflicted, vexed, and everything else that y'all want to do. Then it say, but that you may leave the bondage of the bitterness of this life. See, only through Yaldabaoth can he afflict you, can he hurt you, can he do anything to you, only in this flesh. You know what I'm saying? That's why they keep that mystery, like my brother just said. They keep that mystery from you. The flesh is your stumbling block, because that's Yaldabaoth. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way he can control you. That's why he don't want you to come out that body. Because when you come out that body, oh man, you hell on wheels. You know what I'm saying? He know he can do nothing with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Messiah came to teach. That's why he told you, I came to teach you the ascension. Just like Eve taught Adam. She taught Adam the ascension out of Yaldabaoth fleshly body or bondage. You know what I'm saying? And Yaldabaoth got mad and he cursed her and put her under the man, not in balance with the man. And Messiah came to do the same thing with Shekinah. He came to teach you how to come out of the body, you know what I'm saying, so you don't be controlled by that flesh again. You know what I'm saying? He came to teach the ascension, not the crucifixion. That is a Yaldabaoth.
That was very well said, brother. You hit it on the hammer with the nail. You hit it right on the head, you see. And these are the mysteries, the hidden mysteries that we always try to help you to see, the hidden manna that Messiah was talking about, you know, and that's why, you know, I wanted to precept that what I said with in the Nag Hammadi. Now, we're going to stick in the Nag Hammadi, and we're going to read another scripture. Now, this one is in the Nag Hammadi. It's called the Authoritative Discourse. Now, this is on page 384 going into 385, and the name of this is called The Father Established a Contest in His World. Now, listen to this. Listen to this.
Look, that's the contest I just got to talking about. When Yaldabaoth, you know how that's due.
Right. Now, listen what it says. I'm precepting what the brother said in the Nag Hammadi. Now, listen to this. Before anything was, the Father alone extended before the world. In the heavens appeared on the world, on the earth, or principalities, or authorities, or powers appeared and the produced others. Nothing came to be without the Father's will.
Exactly.
The Father walked to reveal his wealth and his glory, and we established a great contest in the world. He wanted to make this contest come up and leave behind what is of its created world and despise the things with exalted incomprehensible knowledge and run to one who is. We are to be triumphant over the ignorance of those who contend with us, the adversities who contend against us through our knowledge, for we already have known an incorruptible one from whom we have come. We have nothing in this world, or else the world is authority that came to be, might hold us back in the world of this heavens when death is universal, surrounded by individual. Now let me explain what this is talking about, which my brother already did. You see that? Right, the precept upon precept upon precept. So, you see, the Father already had this already set up from the beginning. This was the concept that Light Brother was going to go through from the beginning. We knew we had to come down here. We knew that we was going to go through these things. You know, we knew that the Archons and Yah the Boss was going to be our direct enemies. We knew all these things. That's why I said through the knowledge, we know, you see, that they can't touch us. They can, you know, have us, make it harder for us, but the Father put this contest in order that we shall win it. We're going to win it because Messiah has already won the contest for us. And all we doing is walking in Messiah footsteps through the contest that was put before Light Brother. You see, it's amazing. These are the hidden manna, the hidden mysteries that my brother and I are talking about. You see, and on top of all of that, you know, on top of all of that, this is why I'm saying to Light Brother, stay encouraged. Light Brother, stay encouraged, because Messiah is giving us all of this information to keep you encouraged and knowing that we're living in these end times that we're living in. So, you know, this is why I made that our title, Stay Encouraged, Light Brother.
Hold it, keep going. I'm going to repeat it.
Okay.
Now, I'll add something to that.
Okay. So also, when we see the fluence of events in the world that's taking place, like, brother, I watched the other day, like, I watched the you know, over there in Afghanistan, which, you know, that's the big news, how all these people were slaughtered, killed. You know, these are the things that have to occur. Messiah talked about certain things have to occur in this end of this reality, and we witnessing them. So as Light Brother see these things, not to say that they're not sad, but it should encourage us to let us know our restoration is near,
right,
brother.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, my brother, man, he tanned up. Let me tell you something. Now, I spoke in the spirit when I spoke about the contest. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's going to bring out the damn precept, you know what I'm saying, to show you that when you talk in the spirit, it's a precept to the spirit, which is Akashic Records. You know what I'm saying? It's already been done. But basically what my brother just said with the contest is this. Y'all the boss came to the Father and said, why y'all reject your damn children? You know what I'm saying? Them punks, if you gave them the opportunity, they'll go against you. The Father like, oh, no. Nah. Just like Job. Oh, no. Nah. You don't know my children. You know, like I know my children. You know what I'm saying? So that was the great contest. What I was just saying. You know what I'm saying? Shakina had me saying. But basically what my brother just said in a nutshell is Jeremiah 12:5, which is, if thou have not run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how can thou contend with the horses? You know what I'm saying? So, if you know what I'm saying? Y'all the boy can't even run with us on faith. You know what I'm saying? So how you going to get with us when we come out to bless the body? You know what I'm saying? Because we've got horses, you know what I'm saying? That's why I keep saying, you know what I'm saying? Every time they say chariot, which is the garment, or the corona, which is the light around you, you know what I'm saying? When that come around you, you know you can't run with us then. So basically what I'm saying, if you can't run with us on feet while we're in the physical body, what the hell are you going to do to us when we come out of these dang bodies? You know what I'm saying? That's basically what my brother just said. So that is the great contest what we're dealing right now. Y'all the bump is our stumbling block. Look at this glory. I'm letting my brother keep talking about that. He bust y'all on the head, but that was that. You ain't got no precept better than that one. That was a good one.
Thank you, brother. And see, you know, that's why, you know, I try to precept everything that we're saying in the conscious record so you can see that when my brother's speaking light, he's not just speaking to you. He's speaking to you in the spirit, and I'm going to bring it into light in the conscious record to back it up. So, being though that said, I just want to let any light brother that's out there, if they can hear us and recollect what we're saying, we can be reached at 845-214-9966. And that again, 845-214-9966. Now, I want to read you another blessing from the Nag Hammadi. Now, listen to this, brother. More encouragement from Messiah. More encouragement for light, brothers, from the Messiah. Now, this is coming out of the book. It's called Three Forms of the First Thought. And that's from the Nag Hammadi. Three Forms of the First Thought. And this is from page 730. And the title to this is Petanoah's Promise, the Five Seals. Now, listen to this. And it says, and I invite you into the exalted perfect light. When you enter the light, you will be glorified by those who give glory, and those who enthrone will enthrone you. Let's read that again. Mm-hmm. When you enter the light, you will be glorified by those who give glory, and those who enthrone you will enthrone you. You will receive the robes from those who give robes, and the baptizer will baptize you, and you will become exceedingly glorious as you were in the beginning when you were light. In other words, light, brethren, you're going to be given robes and thrones and crowns and scepters because you are king and priest. Once you finish your work on this, in this reality, more encouragement. The ones that's going to enthrone you is the divine heavenly father, Messiah. They're going to give you your crown. They're going to enthrone you. You're going to receive your scepter. That's why I think they're going to baptize you. Them are the ones, along with the brotherhood of light and, you know, the other hierarchy angels. You know, they are the one that's giving you robes and thrones, you see? And that's why I say, and you will become exceedingly glorious as you were in the beginning when you were light. In other words, we were already that from the beginning. So all we're doing is going back to where we came from. And that's why I go back to us. Light brother, stay encouraged because we almost home, baby. Mm-hmm. We are almost home. Mm-hmm. See?
Now, I'm going to piggyback on what he said. Now, see, when he bring out the precept, see, what people don't realize is this. When you read the light saying the same thing that the gospel for the masses is saying the same thing, but only light brothers can see the light within the doctrine. So when he bring out a light doctrine, I got to bring out the doctrine for the masses to show you that the masses doctrine is the same as the light doctrine, but it just elaborate with the mysteries. So basically what he just said just now is this, Ecclesiastes 3:15. So he just is a light way. I got to say it in the masses way. Ecclesiastes 3:15, that which has been is now, and that which is now have already been.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And God, or the Eternal Heavenly Father, Eternal Bridge of Light, requires that which is past. See? Like he said, which you were from the beginning. See what I'm saying? So the Eternal Heavenly Father requires what was already was. You know what I'm saying? We striving to be what we already been, and we're going to be it again for eternity. Look at that.
Right, brother. You see, the difference for us is, see, it's like if you walking up a step, we fell from the step, so we walking back backwards up to become perfect to sit down
right.
on our thrones, you see.
Right.
But we walking up the step backwards,
right.
but only to walk up backwards on the thrones that we already had
exactly.
to be crowned with a crown and scepter.
Exactly.
So we walking up the step backwards
exactly.
just to sit down and be crowned. That's why, you know, the precept for what we just read. Now, I'm going to read you something else from 2 Peter. Now, listen to this. This is really interesting. Now, at 2 Peter 3:9, listen to this. Because, see, light brothers, you know, we can get real downtrodden from all the, you know, the persecution. And, you know, we still in these fleshly bodies. That's why I said the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. But listen to this. what an encouragement this is. 2 Peter 3:9, it says this, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, were not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That for not only our nation, but for light brethren too. You see what I'm saying? The Heavenly Father tell you, I'm not slow to my promises or purposes. I'm giving you time to get it together so I don't have to destroy nobody, because that's how much I love you. You see, now I'm just saying it in layman's terms. You see, but that's more encouragement. You see, because the divine Heavenly Father, he could have been destroyed all of this. And, I mean, with a thought if he wanted to, but he's given us time to get it together. He's given us more encouragement. You see, he ain't forget us. Mm-hmm. The divine Heavenly Forefather has not forgot all the work that the light brothers do. So when my brothers are doing, when they doing videos and stuff, he haven't forgot it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to read us one more scripture, and this is going to close us out because of the time. Now, at Hebrews 6:10, now listen to this. It says, at Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have used toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do ministry. You see that? That sums it all up. The Lord does not forget the work that you're doing in reference for him. He will never forget us, brother. And I wanted to leave us with that, and to keep all light, brother, encouraged to continue to stride on, because the Heavenly Father is with us. So when that's going to close us out, and I want to thank all that listen to us, and I want to thank the divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, our divine earthly mother, Barbilo, and also Metatron, who gave us this platform to speak these things. And it's a true privilege. And that's going to conclude our show. My name is Radolf Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you once again. And if it's the Lord will, we'll be back next week to do another ministry.
And if y'all want to join us, go to 12tribesofisrael.com or Upper Room on Facebook. Shalom.
Peace be unto you. Shalom. Wow. That.